Governor Rauner joins us now. Let me make sure I put him up on the show here. Sorry, Governor Rauner. I shouldn't be in operation of any mechanical buttons here.
Steve, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for coming on again. All right. So where are we? Because we've seen multiple reports that Redonio pulled a couple of measures after an agreement with Cullerton and didn't ask for a vote. What's your take on that?
Well, it's just all part of the process. You know, it's uglier than making sausage. I mean, some days there's progress, some days there's regress. But we just need to stay persistent. We need to do the right thing for the people of Illinois. We need a truly balanced budget, and we need structural changes to grow jobs, grow the economy. Because if we don't do that, we're never going to pay off our debt, and we're never going to keep our budgets balanced. So I continue to be optimistic. I'm encouraging the senators to keep working, keep negotiating, and I believe we'll get there. I believe we'll get there.
Well, we got, 3 weeks? You know, it'd be nice if it didn't come down to the last minute. However, that's what politics does.
Yeah.
So as this thing goes on, what's your role?
Well, I'm playing the role that whatever the senators would like me to do. I want to facilitate. I've been meeting with senators myself personally almost 7 days a week. I'm talking on the phone with senators almost virtually every day. And I'm encouraging them, coming up with ideas, trying to coach them, encourage them. And, I've got a lot of friends on the Democratic side of the aisle as well as the Republican side. And these are difficult issues. There are many special interest groups that don't want to see any changes. There's certainly resistance from over in the House Democrats who don't want to see a grand bargain done, and they're sending over their affiliates to kind of put pressure and try to disrupt things. So it's difficult, but I applaud the senators for trying, and I think they're going to get there.
Any effort to get you and Madigan in a room? Because obviously this comes down to what he wants to do in the House.
Yeah, well, it's the Speaker and I did meet over a week ago.
Whoa, what happened there? Did you bump into each other, or you actually intended to meet?
He wanted to get together, which was nice. We didn't get very far, but we think that the best route is going to be through the Senate, because there's a sincere desire to do something in the Senate with the Senate Democrats there, and that's where the real focus is.
Sometimes editorial says you should take what you can get now and use the rest of your term in a reelection to fight for what you want more. Are you willing to take even less than you've pared your list down to get this done?
Yes, the answer is yes. Everything can be on the table. There's no one, two, three things that have to be there. The critical thing, and this is what's essential, the critical thing is that it be a fair deal for taxpayers. That the reforms actually matter. There's a tendency in Illinois to say we did something and get a headline, but then when you peel back and look at it in detail, it didn't change anything. And that we can't do that. That's the one thing we cannot do. Because when we're out there, I'm recruiting companies every day to come to Illinois to grow our economy. We're having some success. Like, we're going to announce a company today that's building a new plant. But
why don't you announce it now? Save some time. Make some news.
Yeah, so we've got a company called FlexenGate. It's a privately owned company by a gentleman named Shad Khan. I've known him for years. He's a U of I grad. He loves Illinois. He's a loyal guy. He's opening a brand new plant on the south side of Chicago, where we desperately need more jobs, and especially good manufacturing jobs.
Is it the guy that owns the Jacksonville Jaguars?
He does. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. The guy that owns the NFL's Jaguars. So,
yeah, he's a super, super guy. I love him. And he's going to add 286 of good manufacturing jobs in the south side of Chicago. We're announcing that this afternoon.
Good.
But we've had great successes. I mean, we've got Amazon at 8 locations, 7,000 new jobs across the state of Illinois. Auto company Rivian building expanding a plant in Normal, Illinois, 1,000 new jobs. Vetter Pharmaceuticals, 300 new jobs. We're having some success, but while we're growing on one side and working hard to do it, on the other side, a lot of companies have been leaving for decades, and they're frustrated with our red tape, our regulations, our property taxes, the corruption in government, and that we've lost over 300,000 manufacturing jobs the last 17 years. And here's the tragedy, Steve. For 17 years, net, while we've been working hard to grow, we're net the same number of jobs. Actually, we're down a little bit from 17 years ago. This has to change, because our government spending continues to rise, and our unfunded pension liability has gone through the roof. We have too much debt. We've got to grow our way out. We can't just tax our way out.
Governor, you said just a few seconds ago that you would compromise on some of these remaining few issues to try to get a budget deal. What won't you budge on?
No, so that's a critical question. The answer is everything we can move on and have moved on. Frankly, we've negotiated down to very, very minimal changes in the system. We are pushing hard to try to make sure we get real property tax relief. Our property taxes are just too dang high, and they're pushing out employers, and they're crushing our working families.
Well, what's the deal breaker for Madigan? What's the, you know, when you sit down with the speaker, because I feel like Cullerton obviously has been willing to negotiate in the Senate. So when you sit down with the speaker, what's the one he says, I'm not moving on that, not now, not ever?
Well, frankly, he has been very clear throughout. He really doesn't want to change anything. He doesn't want to have changes. He wants to purely have, he said 18 months ago, he came out in public and said, let's just get the income tax back up and we'll go from there. No other changes. None. Zero.
So the speaker has said to you, including your most recent meeting, no changes, just a tax increase.
That's what he has said consistently for 2 years. The last time we met, he wasn't saying absolute zero, so that was good. He never said absolute zero, but he's been resistant to any real negotiation. So this is the reason we're working so hard in the Senate.
It's also the reason your meeting was short.
That's a fair statement.
It's tough to negotiate with somebody that doesn't really want to negotiate.
But, you know, we're going to get there, I really believe. We're also going down. I came up from Springfield last night in the driving rain, pouring rain. We went to Midway Airport for our honor flights to celebrate our veterans. It's so fun. I cry at every one of those.
It's a phenomenal experience. If you ever get a chance to do it, anyone listening, please do.
Please do. And today, this morning, I'm going out to Chicago State University. They have their commencement. We put in a new board there. We brought in a new management team. And that's an important institution in the black community, but it's an important community institution for everyone. And it's been failing academically and financially for years and years, and we want to turn that around. So that's a big day of progress out at Chicago State. But this afternoon, then, we're announcing the Flexengate expansion, 286 new jobs in the south side of Chicago. And then we're continuing to meet and negotiate with the senators, and hopefully we'll get a good balanced budget with changes. Protect our property taxpayers, bring them down, and grow more jobs. Reforms on business regulations to grow jobs. That's a huge issue we're going to try to get done.
And the website where you've listed the governor's plan is what again?
Yeah, so it's at illinois.gov. You can go to @GovRauner, and you can learn a lot about our changes. You can also go to fixillinois.com. Fix Illinois lists off our changes very clearly.
Thank you, Governor. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great day.